This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Well, just as we warned, the Civil War attacks are escalating across America. There are now documented over 600 attacks on conservatives by lunatic, leftist, violent, deranged liberal mobs that are attacking people. Breitbart's documented the 600 attacks, and it continues to grow. It's now a daily basis. And more left-wing lunatics are being arrested each day. There were, I think, two arrested yesterday over an attack on a GOP member in, I think it was Minnesota. I'd have to go back and check that, but it's just every day. And this is while the left is continuing to call for violence. Hillary Clinton calling for violence, Eric Holder calling for violence, Maxine Waters and so on. They're all calling for violence, Nancy Pelosi as well. And none of them will denounce any of the violence. And then the media pretends that there is no violence. I mean, CNN is like, there's no violence. And then they say that everybody should rise up and overthrow the president, you know. So the left is out of control. And if you recall, I've warned about two trigger events that would set off the real escalation of the Civil War. And those trigger events were the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh, one, or the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh, which already happened. And then second, if the Democrats do not gain control of the House of Representatives in the upcoming midterm elections. But it turns out that the Civil War violence is already beginning even before the midterm elections. It's just that it's going to explode if the Democrats fail to take the House in the elections. And my current estimate is that Democrats now only have a 40% chance of taking control of the House of Representatives. 40% chance, down from about a 75% chance. It's still a significant chance. It could go either way, frankly. But the Democrats continue to lose ground as their violent attacks escalate across America. And mainstream American liberals are just saying, you know, we've had enough of this nonsense from the left. Democrat Party has become a party of lunatics. And that doesn't represent, you know, mainstream liberals. I know a lot of liberals, and even they're like, this is, we can't be part of that anymore. Hence the success of the walk away movement, people walking away from the Democrats. And the Democrats have come to realize that they can only win primaries now. New candidates like Ocasio-Cortez, who is a living moron, by the way. She talks like a high school Valley girl and has about the same intellect as a high school Valley girl, by the way. She's really stupid in a literal sense. That's not simply just a throwaway a slur. That's an actual description of her lack of cognitive capability. She is a low IQ individual pretending to know what she's talking about. But she's radical. She's radical left-wing. She wants to open the borders. She wants to shut down the prisons. She wants the government to take over the free market, shut down all private enterprise. And she openly admits to these things, by the way. This is not just hyperbole. But she won her Democrat primary because the Democrats are becoming radicalized. They're becoming a left-wing domestic terrorism group. They're becoming just a communist takeover type of group. And that's all they want now is to take over the country with their radical communism / socialism / fascism. Total control of the media, total control of the internet, total control of all elections, massive election fraud, you know, completely suppressing American taxpayers. Like, your votes don't count anymore because they want to flood the country with illegals who are given the immediate right to vote. You know, this is what the Democrats want. And that is so offensive to liberals who are intelligent, you know, mainstream liberals, and that's why they're leaving the Democrat Party. But the escalations are going to continue, and there was another recent, very important escalation of all this. Well, I should say announcement by President Trump that he may deploy the U.S. military along the southern border in order to stop this horde, this invasion of Honduran refugees, I think it is, who are on their way marching toward Mexico to cross Mexico and then come into the United States. Now, we know that these so-called refugees are actually being paid They're being paid by, of course, you know, George Soros and other globalists who are trying to invade the United States with illegal immigrants. And so this horde of invading people is being paid to grow in size. And the liberals are screaming, oh, you have to let them in. You have to let them in. And regular Americans are like, no, no, we don't. Why do we have to let these people in? We get to decide who comes in and becomes an American. And we want a merit-based system. We want to attract people who can contribute to society, who start businesses, who are willing to work, people who, you know, are contributors, not just people who show up and start collecting entitlements and welfare and food stamps and then start voting for Democrats. But that's what the Democrats want. Of course, the American people, however, are rejecting that. So Trump is now threatening to deploy the military along the U.S. southern border. And that's something that I've actually suggested before. This is a great idea, and it's also in the Constitution. The military has every right to control the borders of the nation. It's one of the most primary functions of a national military is to protect that nation's borders. And you can't deploy the military inside the nation. That's not, you know, that's a job for police and sheriffs and so on, or National Guard. But you can sure deploy the military on the border, and we need the military on the southern border. We need the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to build the wall. And that may be coming, by the way. We need to protect our border. And so if the military gets deployed there, then there's going to be a showdown of, you know, oh, these poor migrants, we should let them in, and these mean soldiers are defending, you know, America. And so the liberal media and Time Magazine and all the left-wing anti-American media is going to, of course, jump on this and say, oh, Trump is evil. How dare he deploy soldiers against refugees? Well, he's not deploying soldiers against refugees. He's just saying you can't come in unless you follow the rules. Apply for immigration like everybody else. Apply for a green card. Apply for, you know, refugee status. Go through the proper protocol. You can't just cut in line in front of all the other people who are legal immigrants. And this is why Latino Americans also want to build the wall. Latino Americans who stood in line, who went through the process, who got legalized and became citizens, you know, welcome to America. And they agree with Trump, protect the border, build the wall, stop the illegal immigration that's ruining our country and taking over. I mean, the whole point of the Democrats letting all these people in is so they vote. In any case, the upshot is that civil war is escalating. There's a flood of refugees and illegal immigrants trying to invade the United States now, and things are escalating rapidly. There's also a stock market crash that looks like it's in the making. So there are a lot of issues coming together. The midterm election is coming up. Massive voter fraud is expected by left-wing Democrats. There were four people, I think, arrested recently for running a voter fraud ring in favor of Democrats, and they would intercept all these ballots that were being mailed to senior citizens at retirement homes and so on, and then they would fill them out to vote for all Democrats, and then they would submit those as if they were real votes. Well, these people got arrested, busted, shut down. And there's that kind of thing goes on all over the country because Democrats are cheaters and frauds and liars and violent mobsters. I mean, just the liberal mobs are out of control. And it's only a matter of time before somebody who is attacked fights back in self-defense and deploys perhaps a pistol or something like that. Only a matter of time. Things are only going to get worse in the short term, folks, so be ready. Stay informed. Read my website, newstarget.com. This is Mike Adams. Also check out civilwar.news. We're covering all of these developments there. Civilwar.news. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.